Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Election Day, November the 2nd, 2010. Headline of today's late-breaking trends, all of the king's horses and all of the king's men. Take a look at today's late-breaking trends partisan advantage tracking charts, and you will see that the GOP has a double-digit political momentum advantage in today's elections in North Carolina, and that they have sustained that advantage since the chart was created on August the 16th, 2010. Four of the 12 variables on the chart from today's updates. One, only 13% of Americans rate the economy as excellent or good. In 2001, that was 74%. Two, 64% of Americans say the country is on the wrong track. Only 31% say right track. Next, 74% of Americans disapprove of the job the U.S. Congress is doing. And right here in North Carolina, 56% of our state's voters disapprove of the job President Obama is doing. Adding to the overall malaise among North Carolina Democrats today is the low favorability rating of Governor Bev Perdue. According to today's pollster.com, only 22.7% of North Carolina voters have a favorable impression of Perdue. Other critical headlines from the last couple of days that suggest that today is going to be a big day for Republicans. Number one, October the 28th, Republican Party equals the Democratic Party's third quarter fundraising in North Carolina. According to a study of third quarter campaign finance reports by the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation, quote, this year, Republicans have raised $3.3 million, the Democrats $3.7 million in the third quarter, much closer to a one-to-one match. 2 years ago, same time, Republicans had raised only $1.5 million, Democrats $5.9 million, a four-to-one Democrat advantage. If, in fact, the Republicans have taken away the Democrats' last line of defense, money, then the GOP will win a majority in both the North Carolina Senate and the North Carolina House. Next, October the 31st, Republican 15-point advantage on generic ballot unprecedented, says Gallup. A poll done by USA Today and Gallup, 15-point gap in likely voters favoring Republicans. The report concluded this 15-point gap among likely voters is unprecedented in Gallup polling and could result in the largest Republican margin in House voting in several generations. Next headline, November the 1st, GOP early voting net 11 points over 2008 turnout. A net of 11% swing to the favor of Republicans in early voting turnout this fall when compared to the fall of 2008 bodes well for the GOP in North Carolina today. In 2008, Democrats made up 51% of those who voted early in the general election. This fall, only 46%. A net loss of 5% when compared to 2008. On the other hand, Republicans made up only 30% of the early voters in the fall of 2008. This year, they've gone from 30% up to 36% for a net gain of 6%. In combination of the 6% gain by Republicans and the 5% loss by Democrats in early voting creates the 11-point Republican-friendly swing. Next, November the 2nd, Republican 19-point enthusiasm advantage, largest midterm gap in decades. According to USA Today, Gallup poll conducted October 28 through 31, quote, the high level of Republican enthusiasm has led to the largest gap in enthusiasm by party of any recent midterm elections. 19 percentage points. 63% of Republicans, that includes Republican-leaning independents, say they are more enthusiastic than usual about voting. Democrats, only 44%. In May and June, I wrote about the top 10 North Carolina political liabilities, North Carolina Democratic Party political liabilities, leading to the loss of voters in 2010. If you agree that President Bush contributed greatly to the Republican losses in 2008, and that the congressional Republicans contributed greatly to their loss in 2006 and 2008, then you will know where I am coming from with that list of the 10 North Carolina Democratic Party political liabilities and how I drew the following conclusion. What makes 2010 potentially catastrophic for North Carolina Democrats is that the 10 political liabilities are unfolding at the same time. Any one or several of them would not be politically catastrophic. Many times down through the decades, Democrats have weathered eras of corrupt leaders, they've overcome Republican-friendly years or weak governors, high turnover of incumbents, unpopular presidents, budget problems, economic slumps, anti-establishment voters, third-party movements, low turnout, declining party loyalty, high unemployment, unpopular wars, a surge of opposition strength, but not at the same time. Like we're seeing today. The loss of confidence in how President Obama and the Democrats in Congress are leading the country should have been abundantly clear a year ago in the election of Republican governors in Virginia and New Jersey. And certainly there could have been no doubt after the election of a Republican to Ted Kennedy's seat in Massachusetts earlier this year. The North Carolina Democratic Party has not lost both houses of the State General Assembly since 1898. After reviewing all of the polls and news and trends of the day, especially the continued lack of confidence with how the majority party is leading the state and nation, the only thing that comes to mind is all of the king's horses and all of the king's men. Well, there you have it. Late-breaking trends for Election Day, November the 2nd, 2010. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.